Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is young Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to podcast 816 of You, the Owner's Manual podcast on Radio MD and iHeartRadio. Please download us every, if you will, Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. We're available. This is a great show because we teach you how to take control of you, your, and your family's health. That's right. And it's that important because the country will be in a crisis of cost if we don't do this. The great news, we have an outstanding, not a good, an outstanding guest at 816's podcast. That's right. About 20 minutes from now, you'll get to listen to Dr. Charlie Henneken. Dr. Henneken is the first Sir Richard Dow Professor and Senior Academic Advisor to the Dean of the Charles E. Schmidt College of Medicine at Florida Atlantic University. Dr. Henneken will talk about plaque in your teeth, but Dr. Henneken actually received the award for the most influential medical article in the last 20 years this year from the New England Journal. That's right, the New England Journal rates articles that are influential based on how many times they've been downloaded and how important they were at changing health. He actually got this award for, in fact, his work with Dr. Richter's on inflammation in the body in 1997 and the importance of aspirin and heart disease in stopping that process. So Dr. Henneken will be joining us in a few minutes, and I can tell you he did interview with us a couple weeks ago on podcast 814, a short interview, because he and I were both in a hurry from a standpoint of time commitment. I had run over, but he did a great interview, and even better today, I expect, will be his interview. He wrote an article. He's the senior author of a study which appeared in the American Journal of Medicine of plaque being reduced 49% when a toothpaste called Plaque HD was used compared to a placebo. Plaque HD identifies the plaque and loosens it, so helps you with flossing. That was 61 participants who were aged 19 to 44, even probably more important in us old men and women, because plaque can cause rupture of plaque in your arteries. Plaque and plaque. We'll talk to him about the double plaque. But right now, let's talk about the news stories, the stories that are most important. And one of the stories I like is a retrospective study of what mistakes people made when they turned their clocks back this fall. You know, I think it's the weekend after Halloween, maybe it's the weekend of Halloween, you get an extra hours of sleep with fall back and spring ahead. And this looked at what were the problems, what did people do wrong in, quote, enjoying that extra hour. And what they did wrong was that many of us didn't use it to get more sleep, to catch up on our sleep. Many of us think they gaining and not losing when they fall back, and that's true, but they're both right and wrong, said Dr. Brett Hasler, who was the author of this study. What happened? Well, people had poorer sleep rather than better. That is, they didn't use it to catch up. They didn't gradually do 15-minute intervals, so 15 minutes go to bed 15 minutes later one night, and then 30 minutes later the next night, and then 45 minutes later and 60 minutes. They went to sleep all the time at an hour later compared to it, and then they didn't regulate their sleep. They used that extra time to socialize. They could sleep later in the day. Well, that's not true. Light controls our circadian clock, which determines our sleep-wake cycles, and they said it's important to get exposed to bright light at the end of the day, but at the beginning of the day, sorry, bright light at the beginning of the day, and that's what happens when you fall back and spring ahead. But the point is, do it gradually, and that way, and use this time to regulate yourself and to get extra sleep. At least that's what these authors said we were doing wrong. So in the spring, when you have to spring ahead, before it starts, plan on this and do it 15 minutes at a time for the 4 days before the spring ahead. And next fall, with the fall back, do the same thing. This is, again, Podcast 816. We have a great guest coming up, Charles Henneken, author of a study on, and author of the wonderful studies on inflammation and aspirin. We'll talk to him about that. We'll also talk to him about aspirin and not only heart disease, but in cancer and colon cancer as well. Calcium supplements in your heart, that's not going to be what we're talking to Dr. Henneken about, but the researchers are sending mixed messages. One study showed that there was an increase in arterial calcification 10 years later if they were taking calcium supplements. Other studies, and a review of 31 studies in the American Journal of Medicine of up to 2,500 milligrams a day, no increased risk, no increased risk of heart disease. What's the proper dose? 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. You want it with some magnesium if you take it with a supplement, because it does, calcium does slow your bowel movement, so you don't want to be constipated. You don't want to take more than 600 milligrams as a supplement, because it probably increases prostate and breast cancer if you do. We don't know why. So take 600 milligrams if you're going to do it as a supplement, with 300 milligrams of magnesium, and it probably doesn't increase heart disease risk, may decrease it. And that's the data on the calcium, but we have been given, we in medicine seem to have been given mixed messages on it. Next study is on post-traumatic stress disease in kids and how parents don't perceive it. Now, I urge you to grab a little glass of water or a cup of coffee if you're like me. Coffee does decrease your risk of a whole bunch of diseases, including type 2 diabetes, even helps heal your liver, decreases risk of Alzheimer and Parkinson's disease. So you're going to hear me take a couple gulps as I try and decrease my risk. But this is a story about car crashes in children, and they looked at 71 kids who were involved in serious car accidents. Most children who showed signs of stress after the accident did not go on to develop post-traumatic stress disease. But there were 17 children who met the diagnosis, 17% of children of the 71, so it was actually 14 children, who met the criteria for pediatric post-traumatic stress disease at the 3-year point. And often their parents were experiencing difficulties, and they didn't usually, that is, it was rare for the parent to recognize that the child was having disease or problems. So the diagnosis and treatment of PTSD in members of the same family can be quite disjointed, and the difficulty is in the assessment of it in the children and in the adult. So the good news, it's not common in the child. The bad news is we miss it. How to eat for an energy boost was another story out this week. And what they found is the key is you don't want to have too much of sugar. So yes, sugar is a high energy boost, but you want to pick slow-digesting carbohydrates, slow carbs, like whole grains, whole fruits, especially vegetables and beans. And then the other thing you want to do, and we took that a little bit earlier, was get enough sleep on a regular basis. Sleep is absolutely key. Another story out this week. Can public health officials force Americans to break the soda habit? And this actually was an article about UC San Francisco and about the changes in the soda tax voted in, now I think it is seven cities. So Philadelphia and Berkeley already had one, but I think Alameda, Oakland, and San Francisco, as well as I think it was Colorado, one of the cities in Colorado and one of the cities in Michigan, approved soda taxes this in the past voting this year in November. And the University of Michigan was one of those places that has banned sodas, banned sugar drinks. Of course, my own Cleveland Clinic, we did it in 2000, I think it was in 6, long before most of the other places. I even got 75 death threats, but they were all by email. We know who sent them when we took out sugared beverages. Now, we have them at one place because we haven't been able to take them out of a coffee shop we have on campus. And that coffee shop is really a delivery vehicle for high fructose corn syrup. I would say you should not go with high fructose corn syrup. If you're going to have coffee that's going to be beneficial, just have it black. But what we're seeing is that we're having a decrease in sugared beverages, and that's a great thing for America. We need to change the social acceptability of added sugars, syrups, and 900% whole grains, just like we have changed it for cigarettes, and not have even substitutes for that. I told you, I think, in podcast 814, how smoking hookah at home pollutes your home. An hour of hookah at home was the equivalent of you smoking 115 to 150 cigarettes. An hour of hookah in a hookah bar was the equivalent of you're smoking 20 cigarettes a day. That is, 1 hour was the equivalent of 20 cigarettes a day in the Johns Hopkins study. And a one marijuana joint was the equivalent of you're smoking 4 cigarettes from an inflammation basis. So if you're going to use marijuana, I think we said in podcast 814, the best way for decreasing inflammation and of using it once you're over the age of 24, if you decide you want to use it, is to have it in an edible and work up and take a small amount, because marijuana was much more potent. I also would urge you not to do it if you're under the age of 24 and a guy, or under the age of 21 and a woman, because that marijuana can pollute your brain long term. What is one of the other stories that we should cover this week is breathe, exhale, repeat, the benefits of controlled breathing. That's right, taking a deep breath, expanding your belly, pause and exhale slowly to the count of 5, repeating 5 times, is a great way of measuring and monitoring your stress response and of being able to control stress. That's called controlled breathing, which is what we just practiced. And science is beginning to show the evidence and the benefits of this. There's also something called rock and roll breathing. What is rock and roll breathing? It's sitting up straight on the floor at the edge of a chair, placing the hands on the belly. As in you inhale, you lean forward and expand your belly. As you exhale, you squeeze your breath out and curl forward while leaning backward. And so that's called rock and roll breathing. And it seems to be beneficial in decreasing stress responses or responses to stressful events. Remember, do it routinely so you practice it and get used to it. Another story. Do you want a full body workout? The machine that's been in your gym all along that most people aren't using? You got it. It's the rowing machine. That's right. Beth was showing me what her rowing machine is like. canola or oil curbing metabolic risk factors. That's right, in a randomized trial of canola oil versus some other oils, the group that had the canola oil had a decrease in metabolic risk. That's very similar to other omega, odd omega oils, that is walnut oil and the olive oil that we used in the PREDIMED study. Those are important aspects. Having any oil first seems to be beneficial and to decrease your risk of metabolic syndrome or to reverse it. Let's review what we've had in prior podcasts. Podcast 815, the incredible Joseph Mercola talked about effortless healing. 814, we had Dr. Hennekins, who's going to join us in a few minutes. He's such a good guest, we had him back. 813, Brett Finley, author of Let Them Eat Dirt, Saving Your Child from an Oversanitized World, talking about microbes in children. 812 was Joan Mancuso for Share, metastatic breast cancer awareness and what to do with it. 811, George Lynn and Cynthia Johnson, Breaking the Trance, a Practical Guide for Parenting the Screen-Dependent Child. 809, The Power of When, Discover Your Chronotrope and the Best Time to Eat Lunch, Ask for a Raise, Have Sex, Write a Novel, or Take Your Meds, and more by Dr. Michael Bruce. 808, Your Thyroid, with New York Times bestselling author Amy Myers, who talks about the thyroid connection. But my favorite, of course, is Charles Hennekin. That's why he'll be back here to talk to us in a few minutes about inflammation and flossing. I have a couple other quick hitters that we should talk about before we go away today. High doses of statins, you know, higher doses of Lipitor or Crestor, called atorvastatin or rosuvastatin. Those are the best ones because they're anti-inflammatory as well as decrease your LDL. Well, they increase survival by 9% in the study that was published this week. Look at the study. It shows that in some people, going higher is much better for you. Smartphone screen time tied to lower quality of sleep in, do you think it's in children? No, it's in all of us. Researchers report that screen time near benefit was more closely associated with poor sleep habits. More women expressed interest in getting IUDs immediately after Trump's election. Guess what? 100,000 people signed up for Obamacare the day after the election, and a whole bunch went there to sign up for alternate forms of birth control, because there are, I think, 8 or 9 birth control techniques that are paid for by Obamacare. Substantial weight gain in adulthood may increase risk for obesity-related cancers. That's right. If you have a 50% increase in weight during adulthood, just going up about 10 pounds increases your risk of obesity-related cancers in women by 50% and in men by about the same amount. And what about prediabetes? The last quick hitter I want for the day, we aren't, that is physicians, aren't appropriately screening for it. So ask your physician, did he screen you for prediabetes? The joy, once he does, and if you find out you got it, there's a great chance you can reverse it. Now, we've got coming up right after the break, it's a short break, Dr. Charles Hennekin, the senior author of a study which appeared in the American Journal of Medicine on toothpaste and inflammation and why your choice of toothpaste may be key. It may even save your life. I'm going to get some. I'm going online today and getting some of that toothpaste for myself. Dr. Hennekin is one of my heroes and of American medicines for his reports on aspirin. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show and podcast that lets you take control of your health and teaches you what you should do and what your family can do and what you can do for your family. One of them may be getting some toothpaste. We'll be right back.